Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 26, and we're continuing, the Lord willing, conclude the study today on dealing with strife, or dealing with contention. I trust the Lord has spoke to your heart as we've looked at this chapter throughout the days of this week. Just a few months ago, God opened this chapter to me and how it affected my life and how it spoke to me when I saw God's method of dealing with contention and with strife. Let me repeat what I said earlier in the broadcast. When I read this chapter for many years, I did not really like Isaac because he would not stand and fight for what was his. But as the Holy Spirit opened this to my heart, then I become so appreciative of him, and I've learned a great lesson on dealing with contention from this man, Isaac. And I'm grateful to God for the lesson. We started in verse number 12, where we saw that Isaac sowed in the land and reaped a great harvest, and God blessed him. He reaped 100-fold. And then the Bible talks about how he waxed great in verse number 13. And then in verse number 14, tells about his possessions. But then the last part of verse number 14, the Bible said, and the Philistines envied him. And I want to say it one more time. If you don't want to be envied or talked about or attacked, then don't do anything. Don't possess anything, and don't learn anything. But if you learn something, you do something, and you have something, then some of this religious crowd is out to get you. So God blessed Isaac there in the land of Gerar. And then we saw how that they had stopped the wells that they had digged in the days of Abraham, filled them up with dirt. And then we saw how Isaac open those wells again. But then down in verse number 19, we find that the Bible said, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found a well of springing water. And I want to review this for our own benefit. Here we find that the servants of Isaac dig a well, and they find a springing water. Evidently, it is an artesian well that is springing up. And you can imagine what a victory this was for Isaac. The first well recorded that he had dug himself, and it looked like such a victory. But they did not enjoy the victory long, neither did they enjoy the water long, because the herdsmen of Gerar came, and they said, it's our water. And Isaac, of course, and his herdsmen knew that they had dug the well, and it was their water. But again, the men of Gerar wanted to strive. And so instead of striving over that, we saw how that Isaac named that well Esek. And that word Esek means to strive or contention. And so Isaac just moved over and dug another well the next day. And I said to you, a good theme for Isaac's life in this chapter is, you may take my well, but you're not going to get my water. There are other places to dig, and there are other sources to get the water. And so he gives them the well. Now, I know there's something inside of me, and I'm sure there's inside of many of you, that think, man, we ought to fight for what's right. Well, we should stand up and fight for a lot of things. There are basic doctrines of the Word of God that we should never bow and compromise over. But most of our contention and strife among Christians today is over little petty sins that do not amount to much. And Isaac looked at this. I can dig another well tomorrow. Why should I fuss with them and strive with them over the one that I've dug today? So he just simply named it Esek, the well of strife, the well of contention. And then he leaves it. And then he goes on to the next day. The Bible said in verse number 21, and they digged another well, and they strove for that well also. And he called the name of it Sitnah. And he literally gave it to them. Now, thus far in the story, it looks like that Isaac is the loser. My flesh rises up. Why don't he fight? What's going on? But you see, friend, God is working a work of grace in Isaac's life. And God is putting him to the test. God is not doing anything in the life of the men of Gerar. God is working in Isaac. And he's teaching Isaac to let God fight his battles. And it's a tragedy, but many Christian people never learn that lesson. They take things into their own hand, and they're going to straighten everything out. Well, in reality, they usually mess it up worse than it was before they began. But Isaac lets God work in these men's life. We come down to verse number 22, and we find that he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that well, they strove not. Now listen to me. There is no human explanation as to why they did not come after the third well. You look at the story. Isaac digs one. They strive over it. He gives it to them. Isaac digs a second one. They strive over it. He gives it to them. Why would they stop? I can tell you why they stop. Isaac had passed the test before God is concerning contention and strife. Isaac was not going to strive, and he has proven himself to God. And so now then God steps in and fights Isaac's battles. And he changes the heart of the people who were Isaac's enemy. And they did not strive with him for that well. And they named that third well Rehoboth, which means the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. I know, friend, my flesh wants to rise up as much as anyone's does. But I want to tell you, it's a great day when we learn, when man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And that's what Isaac is doing. He's pleasing God in this matter. And God is handling his enemies. And God is fighting his battles. He leaves there and goes up to Beersheba. And he builds an altar. And God comes down and makes the covenant with him. And the Bible said then in verse number 26, I pointed this out on yesterday, after he had met with God and God made the covenant with him, then here comes his enemies. The Bible said in verse number 26, and Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Huzeth, one of his friends, and Sichel, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? Listen to verse number 28. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. Oh, what a testimony for our enemies to say about us. We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And then go on to say, let there be now an oath between us and betwixt us and thee. And let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Notice again this next statement, for thou art now the blessed of the Lord. I wonder what they'd be saying if Isaac was still standing over there, striving with them. Oh, my friend, listen. They recognize God was with Isaac. Why? Because he would not fight back. He allowed God to fight his battles, and God had turned the heart of his enemies. And they're now there seeking peace. And then we read in verse number 30, the Bible said that he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up bedtime in the morning and swear one to another, and Isaac sent them away. And they departed from him in peace. He let them spend the night. He's fed them. And now then, like a real Christian, he sent them away. He fed them. He slept them. And now he sends them away. But notice what the Bible said in verse number 32. The Bible said, and it came to pass the same day. Notice that. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged. And they said unto him, we have found water. Now look at this, my friend. They are out there digging the well while Isaac is playing host to these enemies that have come seeking a peace treaty. And as soon as the enemy is gone, then the servants come in and they say to Isaac, we've dug another well and we have found water. And the Bible said in verse number 33, it is called the name of it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. Oh, listen, dear friend, what a lesson for us to learn concerning the strife and the contention that comes into our life. Let me just use these final moments this morning and give some thoughts straight from my heart. Listen to me. There is something in every one of us, if you're much of a man or if you're much of a woman, there is something in you that wants to fight back, that wants to retaliate, that wants to stand up and show that crowd, you're not going to run over me. You're not going to get my well. Let me ask you a question. What good is a well if you've got to stand guard over it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? You see, it is a great lesson learned in our Christian life. When we learn to let God fight our battles, when we learn that God can deal with our enemies better than we can, one of the heartbreaks of these years that I've traveled and preached has been to see the dissension and the division and the contention that comes in the life of Christian people and even among preachers. And oh, my friend, listen, somebody does somebody wrong or somebody says something wrong or they get it in their mind that somebody's against them and the strife starts and the stone throwing starts and it doesn't get better, it gets worse. Why not suffer some reproach? Why not suffer some shame? Why not let God handle your battles? I wonder, as I preach today, how many listening to the broadcast right now, you're right in the middle of some contention and some strife. Can I say to you, the Bible said in the book of Proverbs, where there is no wood, the fire goeth out. Don't fuel the flames of contention by striving back with those who would strive with you. Simply commit yourself to the Lord, commit them to God, and you watch God work it out. And God will help you win the friendship of some of those that would be your enemy. And God will have them to come and make peace with you. And they'll be real friends. Oh, my friend, listen to me today. Learn the lesson. You do not deal with contention and fighting back, but you deal with it by committing it to the Lord. Let me close by giving you a verse of scripture about the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice what the Bible said he did when contention and railing was against him. The Bible said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, he reviled not again. And when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. May we learn the lesson of Christ's example and learn to commit ourselves to him. Let God do that he wants to do in our lives. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.